But that doorway into the realm of insight is the anicca-anuppassī. So investigating impermanence, I breathe in. Investigating impermanence, I breathe out. Taking that impermanence, change, as a focal point for attending closely, watching, investigating. And you can be attending to that in the whether it's on the physical level of the breath, to just attend to the sensation of the breath coming in. They're recognizing how it just each in-breath is changing from the immediate contact of the sensation touching the tip of the nose. There's the change of change taking place of the breath coming in, the feeling of the sensation moving in the body, the nuances of temperature, of cooling as the breath comes in, the touch of point different points, the feeling of kind of either the softness or the hardness, harshness of the sensation. There's this whole range of changing experience on just the in-breath. And even in the point of as we finish the in-breath and there's a gap there, it isn't as if that's a static piece of nothingness. I mean, there's a change happening all the time. Just moment to moment, subtle changes of the feeling of tension in the body, the feeling of just on a physical level, not even considering the realm on the mental level, what's happening. But then as we begin breathing out, there's that attending to the subtle changes and trying to see change more clearly as that an arising and ceasing of changing sensation. And you're allowing the mind to try to settle on the sensation. So like moving into the sensation of the breath. Feeling the sensation of the body. Attending closely to the feeling of the actual posture. Now, however one wants to watch, observe, experience, feel on the physical level, what is changing, what is impermanent, what is shifting, what is moving. All of that is aspects of impermanence. And seeing it from, especially in terms of a basis for insight, really starting to experience it from a place of just change, just the body changing, just the sensation changing. Rather than the attempts to make it be how one wants it to be, trying to say, I should be trying observing the breath at a particular point, it should be like this, it should be flowing, it should be, it doesn't have to be anything because it's changing. Observe and be attentive to what the experience actually is. And at whatever point is observable or somewhat clear for one. Because that's changing as well. Sometimes it's clear at the tip of the nose. Sometimes it's clear sort of at the back of the palate. Sometimes it's clear or more observable in the diaphragm area or down at the lower abdomen. But that's impermanent also. So you don't have to sort of fix it at a point and then fret about it that it has to be there. Give, this is taking impermanence as the theme, the basis.